You have a Bible, turn this morning to Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 6. And the Bible says, "And Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, Hamalel, the son of Shalem, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee my field that is in that Athnon, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hamalel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of God, of the Lord. And I bought the field from Hamalel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and I paid him and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it, and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence to the purchase of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Meshiah, in the sight of Hamalel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase. Therefore, all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison, and I charged Barak before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Houses and fields, vineyards, and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest kindness, a loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are opened upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doing. And look at verse 23. He said, They came in and possessed it, talking about a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Wherefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Now look at verse 26. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? As we see this story today, we see Jeremiah, and he's locked up in the house of the prison. And while he's locked up in the house of the prison, Zedekiah's done got him locked up. But the Lord comes to him and speaks to him in prison. Ain't you glad the Lord's still speaking to souls in prison? Those that's bound up in the sins and the wickedness and iniquity of this world, God's still coming to where they are. When they can't get loose, when they can't get out, when they can't get to Him, praise God, He's still able to come to where we are. No matter what we're facing, no matter the adversity, praise God, I'm glad that the Lord's still able to come to where we're at. And He's able to reach down to where we are and to pull us up unto Himself and to love of us on us so many ways that we'll have to like one of them. Boy, I tell you, what a Savior that we have, and what a Lord before our eyes today. But we see Jeremiah, the Lord come to him, he speaks to him, and he said, Jeremiah, I want you to buy a field. And your uncle's son's going to come to you, and he's going to make you an offer. And when he does, he said, I want you to buy that field. He said, I don't want you to hesitate. I don't want you to think about it. Just make that purchase, praise God, for the glory of God. So the word tells us that no more the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. Hanamel comes along, praise God, and he says, Hey, listen, Jeremiah. He said, I've got a field. I pray you're the next to purchase. I want you to purchase this field. I want you to buy it from me. Oh, Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, all right. He said, that sounds like it's the will of God. He said, I'm going to buy that field. I'm going to purchase it. So he buys his field and he purchased his field. How did he do that? You say, preacher, he done it on faith. He done on faith, trusting that the Lord was going to speak one day and he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. That God was going to keep his promise. Ain't you glad we're serving a God today that's a promise-keeping God? Amen. There's a lot of folks running around claiming to be promise keepers. But I want to say there's one today that's the ultimate promise keeper. Praise God. And that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the good God of glory. They've kept every promise they've ever made us in this blessed old book. I'm glad today that I know Him in that free pardon of sin. He promised to save me if I'd come to Him. He promised to deliver me from my sinfulness if I'd come to Him. And He promised to keep me to the day of redemption. Amen. Glory be to God. Come get me one day and take me to be with Him where He is. I don't know about you, but that thrills my soul because I think we're on the verge of something big. I'm looking for the Lord to come get me any day. I tell you all the time, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. I'm looking for the Lord to come get me, praise God, and take me out of here to be with Him. And so shall I ever be with the Lord. We spoke last Sunday on eternal thing in John chapter 3 and verse 15. He said, I'll give you eternal life. Amen. That's a life that has no beginning and it has no ending. Amen. And then He said, I'll give you everlasting life. That's life that has a beginning, but it has no ending. You know what Jesus is saying to us right there? He said, I'll give you eternal life. He said, I'll give you myself. I'll give you life through me, praise God. And He said, if you'll accept me have that stepping off point, praise God. He said, I'll give you everlasting life. He said, it'll start, praise God, when you trust in me and you'll have it forever. You know what the biggest fear of people is today is dying. But I tell you, the hardest thing is living. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. But when we begin to try to live for Him, praise God, He makes the difference. And how do we live for the Lord? What makes the difference in our life? It's our faith in God. Our faith, amen, that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior, it makes all the difference. Praise the Lord. And when we put our faith in Him, praise God, amen. What is faith? What is faith? Hebrews tells us that we have faith. And as He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. He said, what is faith? It's that we hope for. And He said, it's the evidence of things not seen. So what we have is through faith, we have a title deed. Amen. We have a title deed because of our faith. Amen. In other words, praise God, if this was a check, and it's written on there, praise God. It's made out in your name, and the amount that you're to receive is there, praise God. He said, our faith is that title deed. It entitles us to that that's reserved for us. Amen? It's that's reserved for me and you. That's our title deed. Amen. He said, faith is that, He said, that's that, that substance that we have. Amen. And it's the evidence of things hoped for. So we have that title, our name's on there, the amount's on there, praise God, and we believe, praise God, that we have in black and white, and when we take it down there to the bank, praise God, we're going to collect that's ours. Amen. One day in a little while, praise God, I've got a check, I've got a title deed, amen, one day in a little while, brother, I'm going to take it down there, I'm going to cash it in, praise God, because it's already mine. Amen. Praise God. That's what God gives us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will preach just a little while this morning. If God will be my help on faith in the promise. Amen. Faith in promise. God has made us a promise today. And when we put our faith in that promise, God begins to minister to us. Amen. He gives us that faith. He puts it in us. Amen. Listen. There's a long time. A lot of people don't have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to have that faith. You see in Jeremiah's story, Jeremiah, amen, he took the money and he paid money for the field. Amen? He paid the money. He got it out. He weighed it out. He counted out. He weighed it out. He showed him, praise God, he paid the price to buy the field. I want to say that Lord Jesus Christ paid the price. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ paid the price, amen, for me and you. Amen. We were ransomed out, praise God. When the devil, we were on the block, the auction block of sin, the devil was trying to auction us off to the highest bidder. Praise God. But Jesus come along when nobody wanted me, nobody wanted you. The devil was trying to take us, the devil was getting us, trying to get us at the lowest bid. But Jesus stood up, praise God, for us, and he said, I'll buy them. Amen. But he said, I'll pay the price. He said, well, preacher, I don't feel worthy of the Lord of purchasing somebody like me. Praise God, it's not our worth, praise God, that bought us. That's that love that Jesus had for us when he died for us on the cross of Calvary. He paid the money. He paid the price. Amen. Praise the Lord. He bought that field. He took the evidence of the purchase. Amen. Had that deed. Amen. He had that. He had that. That was sealed up, and that was open. And he said he put them in earthen vessels. Amen. He said he took those and put them in earthen vessels. Why didn't he put it in iron vessel? Iron's a whole lot tougher. Amen. Because iron would rust away. Amen. You say, well, why didn't he put it in a wooden vessel? That would protect it. But no wood can decay and rot. Amen. But you know what he did? Praise God, he took those and he put them in earthen vessels. He said he took that treasure, praise God, he took that faith in the promise that he had, glory be to God, and he put it in an earthen vessel. Amen. Because he knew that the promise was for 70 years. Amen. Isn't it funny how the psalmist in chapter 70 said that a man is allotted 70? 70 years. Amen. See, Jeremiah was talking about the life of a man, praise God. He said, you know what? He said, I'm just going to take my faith. I'm going to seal it up, praise God, in an earthen vessel. I'm going to seal it up for a lifespan. He said, I'm not going to go a little ways and give up. He said, I'm not going to go a little ways and quit. He said, I'm going to keep my faith where my faith needs to be. He said, don't matter where they take me, don't matter where I have to go, praise God. He said, I'm going to keep my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep my faith in the promise of God. Amen. I'm going to say there's a lot of discouragement in the world. A lot of things, the adversary comes at us from every different direction, and sometimes all at one time. But I want to say there's a God of glory who's on our side. He promised He'd be with us, praise God, and He'd never forsake us, and He'd lead us and guide us, and He'd show us the way out. Amen. Amen. When the temptation comes, when the tempter comes, He said, I'll give you a way out. Amen. He said, who? He said, boy, preacher, I'd like to know about that. His name's Jesus. Amen. I've said many, many times, praise God, when the old tempter comes along, glory be to God, just shut your eyes and say, Jesus, 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 and he flees. Amen. He can't stand to be around that name. There's something about the name of Jesus, praise God, that'll cause him to flee. Bless the Lord. But if you see in the 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. I want to share this with you on this earthen vessel. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse 6. He said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts. Amen. I want you to notice. Now this is past tense. You remember, let me ask you a question. You remember the day that you were saved? Amen. You remember the day that the Holy Ghost of God dealt with your heart and showed you you're an old sinner in need of a Savior? And you fell on your face in your closet, in the home, in the alley, wherever you was at, praise God, in the floorboard of your car, at an old-fashioned altar, and said, oh God, forgive me a sinner. You remember? Amen. He said, for God who commanded His light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our heart. That's past tense. That's what happened when we got saved. That light shined in your heart, praise God. It illuminated your soul and helped you to see how dirty and vile we really are. But how great and marvelous, how clean Jesus is. Amen. He without sin became sin for us. Amen. That we might be sin free. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, of Jesus Christ. But we have this. Now watch this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. See, if we said, hey, you know what, the power we have to be saved, the salvation of men, if we could take it and we could make a vessel, we could put it in that vessel and try to contain that vessel, we'd do our very best to hold on to it, to keep it safe. We'd put it in a vessel, we'd lock it in a safe, we'd hide it in the basement, amen. We'd secure it in a way that it'd be secure, but praise God, that's not the way God designed it. He said He put it in earthen vessels. Praise God, He brought salvation down to men. He put salvation in us, empowered us by the hand of God, and said, glory be to God. He said, just go ahead and get in and be partakers in what God's got for you and the power. Praise God. He said, I have all power in heaven and on earth. Praise God. And we put our faith in Him, faith in that promise. He empowers us. Amen. We're instilled with power from on high. Praise God. And He puts it in earthen vessels. Just think about it. God put something as big as salvation in me and you. Allows us to carry it around in this old carcass of flesh. Amen. But He said when He loaded us up with salvation, He said He put something in there to preserve us. Amen. He said, greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. He said, I gave you an overflowing flood, praise God, to be in you, to overflow you, to overshadow you, and to show you the way. Amen. So when He says that He put it in earthen vessels, praise God, it's a faith in our promise, and our promise of our faith, praise God, when we trust in the Lord. In other words, that's our investment that we have. You know, when we invest in the things of God, it's the most important investment that we have. Amen. Now we can work and we have to have things and be able to do things and all that and to live in this world. And praise God, and that's good. But praise God, the most important investment that we have and that we can give and we can pass on to our children is an investment in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the most important part. Amen. If we have all the treasures of the world and we don't get God, amen, we'll miss it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we can instill the worldly stuff. And I want to say, listen, if you send your children these liberal colleges, we better have them in the Word of God instilled in their hearts before they go. Or they'll get messed up. Amen. But we instill the Word of God and we show them the way to go and then we get them to follow and after the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we tell them just stay on that path with Christ. Amen. He'll lead you in the right way. Amen. But we got to realize, praise God, that the biggest investment we have today is the investment that we make in the Lord. Amen. A man can be rich. I mean, we can have money. We can be prosperous. We can build bigger barns. Amen. We can have bigger barns to bestow all that. We have built bigger buildings, bigger sheds, bigger this, bigger that. Praise God. But if we neglect the Lord Jesus Christ and the treasure He has to give us in earthen vessels, praise God, we miss it all. Amen. Amen. What would it matter if a man could gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What if we could gain everything the world has to gain and lose our children, so to lose our lives? Amen. It'd be for naught. But praise God, there's a faith, the faith in a promise that God gives us. If we just trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we'll win it. We get it all. I've told you the story before about the young soldier that died, and he was died on the battlefield. And one of his buddies come to the house where his daddy was, and the young man was an artist, and he had drawn a picture of his buddy, that soldier that had died, and he come to his buddy's house, and he knew that his buddy's daddy was a great collector of art. And he collected all kinds of different art and had it in a display. And everybody would come around. He'd go and take them and he'd show them his artwork that him and his son had collected over the years. And so the boy brought it to him and knocked on the door. And the daddy opened the door and he told him who he was. He said, I'm such and such from the U.S. Army. He said, I served with your son. He said, he was brave, he was valiant, he was kind, he was good. Amen. He said, I never seen anything bad in him. He said, I want to present you with this. He uncovered, and there's a portrait of that son. And he presented it to the father. Amen. He presented that picture of that son to the father, and the father took it and he set it up on the mantle. And then everybody would come by, the son, the father would take them and he would show them that picture of the son on the mantle. Amen. The most important thing, praise God, in his life, it was that picture of his son. They put, all the rest of them was great. All the rest of them were world renowned. But praise God, that son, that picture of his son, it was precious in the heart of the father. Amen. He put it up on the mantle. Well, a little while later, the father was going out of here. He knew he didn't have long. So he called them together and he said, look, I want you to auction off all my paintings. I want you to sell everything I've got. And the father died. He went on out of here. So the auctioneer come and he brought the people together. Word went out all over the country that this, these great paintings, this great artwork was going up for sale. Amen. And so they brought the people come from miles around, from all over the world to try to purchase this artwork. And they come in the presence and he gaveled it in. He started auctioning out. He said, now the first thing we got to do, he said, we're going to auction off the son. The picture of the son's going to go first. And said, people were saying, oh, no, do away with that. We want the Mozarts. We want these others, great paintings, these paintings, praise God, of renown. He said, no, so we got to auction off the son's picture first. And they began to auction. Who said, who'll give me? And nobody was bidding. Nobody's bidding. Finally, in the back of the room, the gardener raised his hand and he made a bid. And he said, who'll give me more? He said, who'll give me more? Auction. He said, who'll give me more? Nobody would buy it. And he said, well, going once, going twice. He said, sold to the man in the back. Amen. The gardener had been a lifelong gardener for the family for years and years and generations. Amen. He knew the preciousness of that son to the father. And he said, I'll take the son. The auctioneer took his gavel and he smacked it on the thing. And he said, the auction's over. And they said, what? What about all these other great paintings? What about these portraits? What about these world-renowned artists that we want to purchase? The auctioneer said the stipulation was in the will that whoever takes the son gets it all. Amen. He said, whoever will take the son, praise God. Father said he gets it all. I want to say everybody that takes the son, praise God, you get it all. All that God, all that glory has to offer, praise God, when we take the son in earthly vessels, glory be to God, we get it all. Bless his holy name. What a savior we have. God says, set it up the same way. When we take His Son, take Him, praise God. He said that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. In Acts, He said in 1 Corinthians 15, and He said He rose the third day according to the Scriptures because God said so. Amen. When we take it on account because we believe it in faith, amen, of faith and the promise, praise God, we get it all. Amen. Why would we settle for what the worldly goods has? For worldly goods. Amen. What can they do for us? When we have eternal promise in the Lord Jesus Christ, those that take the Son, we get it all. Amen. We have that promise. Have that promise of salvation. Faith in a promise. Amen. Do you have faith in your salvation? Amen. You know who bought you? You know who paid the price for you? Amen. You remember where you come? You bowed and said, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. The Lord moved in, took up His abode. We don't have the power to receive Him. Amen. He comes in, takes up His abode in us. In other words, He sends the Holy Ghost to kick off His shoes, praise God, move on in, and just take up housekeeping inside the heart of man. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but that's exciting to me. I can't explain. I've said many, many times, I can't explain the Holy Spirit of God, but if I could explain my God, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. But I thank Him today. Praise God. He come to my heart. Saved my soul. Praise God. I believe on Him. Amen. So what we have is He said, the treasure of the knowledge of God in earthly vessels. So what we have here is in faith, in a promise, and the part of the promise is faith in the knowledge that we have of God. Amen. That faith in knowledge. See, He said that you can't believe something that we don't know nothing about. Amen. I can't believe in something that I don't know nothing about. Amen. That's why the Word of God is so important to us. That's why we backed up and started trying to really instill the Word into our children, our young people. Amen? Because the Word of God, without it, we can't do nothing. But when we get the Word of God, we get empowered by that Word. And it becomes a part of us. It manifests itself to us and through us. And these earthly vessels, praise God, we take it. He says, we take this Word in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He said, we take this Word in earthen vessels. Amen. That the excellency of the power of God may be of God and not of us. So we take His Word, and His Word becomes our power. I want to say today, praise God, listen, we are an empowered people. Amen. Don't you let nobody look down their nose at you and tell you you ain't nothing. I want to say you're a child of the King, praise God. A King of kings and a Lord of lords, and we're His, praise God. And if they can't nobody look down their nose at us and tell us that we do not have the power to be that God would have us to be. Amen. These last days, praise God, we are empowered. He gives us the knowledge, not only gives us the knowledge to know, but the knowledge to believe. Amen. And we can't know about something, amen, but we can know about it, but we might not believe in it. Amen. We might know about something, but we don't have faith in it. Amen. I can see things out here that I know about, but I don't know what it'll do for me. Amen. So we got to know about it. Amen. The Word of God. We got to believe in the Word of God. Amen. Then we have to become dependent on the Word of God. Amen. That knowledge is what we need first. What's wrong with America? We don't have no knowledge. We've taken God out of the schools. When I told somebody the other day, when I was in elementary school at the old French Broad School, amen, we had every Wednesday morning a preacher come in, read scripture to us, we'd sing a song, praise God, and he prayed over the whole school. Amen. Used to have prayer every morning over the intercom when a teacher or principal would pray for the children. Amen. Can see how far we've come from the good things of God. Amen. But we got to know about Him. We got to believe on Him. And we got to take what we know, praise God, and we got to put it into action. Amen. If we don't do that, we're backing up. We've got to have faith in a promise. Let me just say it this way. If you're on a great big boat, you're on a cruise liner, you done bought you a ticket. Amen. You get on that big cruise liner and you go off on a cruise. You get on the boat and you get out in the water and you're going places. Having a good time. Amen. Eating and drinking and seeing the sights. Seeing things going around. All of a sudden somebody comes over to intercom and said, oh no, something's happened. We're taking on water. Amen. Kind of like our lives today. We're sailing along. Everything's okay. Everything just hunky-dory. And all of a sudden, seems like we start taking on water. Seems like our boats are sinking. Seems like we're going down. That the boats are settling down in the water. And it seems like it's getting heavier and heavier. And all of a sudden, from the shore, from the rail, and somebody says, hey, here comes a boat. And you look out there in the horizon, and here comes a boat. And you see that boat, and you say, wow, that is a boat. Amen? That's knowledge. Well, I see the boat. It's there. And so the boat comes on up, and it comes alongside the ship, and this ship's going down. I mean, it's taking on water. And you see a bunch of people run over to the railing. They climb down the ladder to get on that boat, and that boat turns around and it takes off. Amen? So you see the boat, and you say, well, praise God, that was a boat. And you see people getting on that boat. And you see them take off. But you say, well, wait a minute. I don't know where they're going to take him to. Amen. They may go out there and sink also. But they go off and they go plumb out of sight. You've got that knowledge. You believe it's a boat. You've seen it. But you don't know. You say, well, you know what? I don't know what he done with them people. I don't know where they made it to. But then just a little while, Brother Bill, you see that boat. Here it comes back. Just a flying. It comes back again, and it pulls up beside that ship. Amen. And so a bunch more people run over to the edge. They begin to climb down the ladders, and they get on that boat. Amen. That boat turns around. It fires up again. Off it goes again. You say, wait a minute. I know there's a boat. I seen it. And it come and got a whole bunch of people, and it took them, praise God, took them somewhere, and they said that they was safe, and it come back, and it got some more, and it's taking those people back, so maybe there is a place of safety. So you have a place of knowledge, and you have a you have the knowledge, you have the faith to believe that they are people getting on the boat. And it is taking them away from the danger. But you can have the knowledge that there is a boat. You can believe that it is a life-saving boat. But you know what? You got to have the confidence. Here comes the boat back again. And there's about 8 or 10 people left. So all that's left on the boat. And all them people run over to the edge. And when that boat pulls up alongside and they get it tied off, they go climbing down, they get on the boat. And there you stand on the boardwalk, standing up on the side of that ship looking. So you had the knowledge that there was a boat. You believed, praise God, that people were being saved by that boat. You've seen the evidence. Amen. You had the substance. You had the evidence. But if you don't step out, if you don't get in the boat, amen, you'll be left in danger. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of people today. I mean, faith in the promise that God has given us. I believe there's a lot of people with the head knowledge. There's a lot of people that believe in their head, amen, that He is a God, and He's real, and He's saved, and Jesus died on the cross. But we haven't accepted it. What are you saying? We haven't stepped out on faith, God in the boat, praise God, to go to yonder side. Amen. Faith in the promise, praise God. We got to step into the boat. We got to get in. We got to be partakers in this thing. Not only just knowing it. See, head knowledge, there's a whole lot of people today. Now listen, I'm done. There's a whole lot of people missing it in 16 inches. We've got all kinds of head knowledge. We've got all kinds of mind wisdom. But our hearts are empty. They're void of the knowledge and the understanding and the love of God. Because if something as big as God moves into it, He changes us. Amen. Praise God. He moves in. Old things are become new. Behold, all things are become new. Old things are passed away. Old things become new. Or they're becoming new. We're becoming new. We're becoming a new creature in Christ. Why? Because we've heard. We've got the knowledge. We believe. Praise God with our inner hearts, and we step out of the boat. Amen. A lot of people get down on Peter because he was kind of anxious. He just stepped out of the boat, and went to walking on the water. Amen. A lot of people say, well, but he got out there and sung. At least he had enough faith to step out of the boat. Amen. We need to have enough faith to step out of the boat, praise God, and step in the direction of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He's our lifesaver. Amen. He's our lifeboat, praise God. And when we step out for Him, glory be God, what? It's that faith in a promise that we have. When it seems like our ship is sinking, praise God, we can trust in the Lord. You say, where do you get that? Look at John chapter 5. John chapter 5, and we're just about finished. John chapter 5, verse 24, He says, Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, there's the knowledge. Amen. There's the knowledge part. And believeth on him that sent me, there's the believing part. He said, hath everlasting life. He didn't say sometime. He said, Brother Andrew, he said, this is the receiving part. This is the depending part. He said, we know, we believe, and we receive. We become dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To help us along the way. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What happened? We got on the lifeboat. And we're headed for yonder shore. Amen. In a lifeboat that cannot sink. Amen. Knowing with a surety that we're saved and safe in the arms of God. You say, well, preacher, I just don't feel like I'm saved sometimes. I just don't feel saved. I'm going to say today, we're not running on feeling. We're running on faith. Amen. We're running on that we're believing in that's already been accomplished. The death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. That we're trusting in. Amen. Faith in the promise that He made us. Amen. That we would fulfill this thing. We walk through this thing. We got to remember that faith is the root where we start. Amen. Feeling is the fruit that we receive. Amen. Amen. We're not running on feeling. Amen. We're running on faith. That's the root that we have. That's what grounds us. That's what gives us the nourishment we need from the Lord. Feeling's just one of those byproducts. Talks about over in Galatians 5:22 about joy and love and peace and all those other things. Amen. He said that is the byproduct of faith. Amen. Faith is the root. Praise God. And our feelings are the fruit. Amen. Brother Bill, you say it all the time. I love what Brother Bill you say. He'd say, amen, just go ahead and praise God. Amen. Just go ahead. And you said, if you don't feel like it, just go ahead and do it anyway. The feeling will come. Amen. You get to praising the Lord. Amen. You get to giving God glory. And that's something bubble up in you. Amen. That faith, that we have that promise in that faith, it'll excite your soul. It'll stir you inside. And you'll get to can't help it. And you'll get to praising and giving God the glory. Amen. I like it. I like it when we get to can't help it. And we just begin to praise God and give Him glory for all He's doing, even right around here. Amen. We just can't outdo Him. And every time we try to do something, well, God just shows up and He just blesses. We've been working here many, many times. Been out there, needed something. All of a sudden, praise God, somebody pull up. Brother Dean. Before Brother Dean was even a member here. We was up here working. He was been going down the road here at the church, and he heard that we was working. He pulled up in the driveway, and there was something. He said, Lord, just laid on my heart to come help you. And we said, he said, what can I do? He said, we need such and such. I forget what it was. He said, I've got it in the truck. Amen. Lord done spoke to his heart, sent him up here with just what we needed. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, that's ridiculous. That's just coincidence. No, it's been too much coincidence. I mean, I'm just going to believe in faith and the promise that God said He said, I will supply your need. He said, I'll be there for you. I'll lead God direct you. I'll show you the way and I'll help you to get there if you'll just trust in me. Amen. He said, Jeremiah took that. He took the promise of faith. He bought that parcel. He took and buried it in earth. Looking at each other. He said, hey, listen, why are you doing that? He said, because in 70 years, God said, we're coming back. Amen. He said, in a little while, praise God. He said, we're coming back. He said, I'm just going to believe in the promise on faith. Praise God, till God brings us back around. Amen. Hey, ain't that what we got to do, youngins, today? Just believe in the promise of faith till God delivers what He's promised to give. Amen. We was talking in the Sunday school class about that Philippian jailer, and I'm done. And said how at midnight, Paul and Silas, they were singing. And praise God, the jailer come in. He thought they had escaped. He's going to kill himself. And he said, do thyself no harm. He said, for we all here. And he come in and he said, he brought them out of the prison. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Amen. Praise God. And he said, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And He'll save you and your house. Amen. A little while later, he took them over to the house. He cleaned up their wounds. And said they preached him the gospel, the word of God. He believed with his house. Amen. Say, listen, young, I'm saying, let's just keep faith in the promise. God's made us a promise. If we just stay faithful, trust in Him, He'll fulfill His part. Amen. And we by the help of the Lord, we'll keep our part. Amen. Praise God. Because God is still in the soul-saving business. He's still on the throne. He ain't ever left. And He won't leave. He's still there and He's still God and He's still working for us every day. Think about it. He's still working for you to do what you need Him to do in your life, in your family, your home, every situation. God knows before we ever ask. But He said if we ask believing, we shall receive.